Hello, I'm Elijah Mundy, the CES, Chief Executive Servant of the Mundy Radio Broadcasting Network here on KJLW 94.5 FM. And I have here in the studio with me the Chief Executive Officer of Helena, West Helena, Arkansas, Mayor Jay Hollowell. Mayor Hollowell, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Mundy. Doing great.
Wow, that's great. How was your Thanksgiving holiday?
You know, it's funny. I saw something on someone had posted on Facebook, and I had to share it. It said that you should set your scales back at 10 pounds. You know, it's kind of like the old time when you set your clocks back an hour. There was a posting that said you need to set your scales back 10 pounds. I think I should have done that.
Well, now, since I've seen you, look like you're getting a little bit more muscular in the shoulder area. Are you lifting weights or doing something?
No, I try to stay active as best I can, but I don't work it like I used to, and I'm not sure that's muscle or maybe that's turkey and dressing.
All right. Did you get a chance to check out the Razorbacks football?
Well, I watched them. I didn't go to Fayetteville this past weekend, but I'm a season ticket holder up there, and I try to not miss many games. But I didn't go up for the Missouri game. I was taking a low-key approach, but I did watch them on TV. I didn't miss them.
Were you crying?
Well, not really. I was hoping, of course, for a victory, but they played a good ball game. They just couldn't pull it off at the end and maintain.
And they didn't get rid of the coach. A
lot of changes on the hill.
Do you think that might help Arkansas? Because it seemed like to me over the last few years, they've been playing pretty good football, but they just couldn't get over the
hump. Yeah, they just couldn't finish. And I think Brett Bielema is a really fine person, and I wish him well because he's going to land on his feet and he's going to end up doing a great job at some place. It just didn't seem like it was quite the fit for him at Arkansas. And I'm kind of excited. All the names are being thrown out for the new coach. And so, it's going to be interesting time throughout the SEC, really across the country. I mean, UCLA had a job opening. They filled theirs. They've stolen the old ex-quarterback coach that was down at Florida, Dan Mullins, who was the head coach at Mississippi State. They've got him down at Florida. So there's a lot of changes going on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mayor Hollowell, for a number of years, even back in previous administration, there were complaints from the city clerk that the city was in dire straits financially. It seemed like there was a lot of robbing Peter to pay Paul and that the city was heavily in debt. The first question I want to ask you is this, and that is, what is the financial condition today, 2017, of the city of Helena, West Helena, Arkansas?
Well, Ajay, cities in the Delta historically have had financial difficulties. I mean, we've lost our industrial base, our manufacturing base, our business bases in over the course of the last 30 years. And that adversely affects, when you lose population, of course, that adversely affects the revenue stream that the cities have. I can tell you right now that Derek Turner, our city treasurer, and I have talked. In fact, just last week we were talking because we presented a budget to the council where I'm required by law to present something to them prior to December 1st. Now, it's just strictly a budget, and then it has to be approved by the council before the end of February. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I think that's right, or maybe it's February 1st. But so we're tweaking that budget, but right now we're gonna probably end year end in the black. It's going to be nip and tuck. I mean, it's very close. We're going to be basically at a break-even point, but we are not. And it's really amazing because of really ever since I came in as mayor, we've been settling lawsuits that were the results of many years prior to me becoming mayor. We've had lawsuits that have came to a head during my administration, and we've had to deal with settlements. And not to say that we haven't had some lawsuits that have come in since I've become mayor, because that's the case too. But that's been a difficult position, because you can't budget for those kind of things. You never know what's going to be coming along. But even despite those and We've done some things in the city that have helped to control expenses by upgrading some equipment and getting them under warranty situations where we don't have those huge repair expenses. We don't have situations where we're having to rent. I mean, it killed me as a mayor to have to write those checks when we were having to rent garbage trucks because we had garbage trucks that were old and broken down. So we devised a plan to replace those, keep those under warranties. In fact, we just received a new one by about a week and a half, 10 days ago, that's replacing one that was going out of warranty. So that way it helps us to control those expenses. We know what those monthly costs are going to be from a payment standpoint, a financing standpoint. We've just eliminated all those repair costs because those things are now under warranty. And we've done the same thing in the police department.
So the city is not as bad as it used to be, and you're optimistic.
Well, I mean, the council's worked with me. We've brought these plans together, and most of these things have been equipment driven. We've tried to be as frugal as we can on not adding any other jobs. I mean, we've had a difficult situation in the police department. We're trying to have an adequate number of officers. We had the same situation for a period of time in the fire department, but we've got basically that back up to staff or close. And so it's just been a combined effort of a lot of different areas but we're in a little bit more stable position financially than what we have been in some years past. And then it's just some actions that we've taken over the last 2.5-3 years.
Okay. Now, Mayor Hallowell, I want to ask the next question by giving a little bit of history. And there may be some things that may need to be filled in, and you can correct me if there are some things that that need to be filled in and I may not have it here. But the old jail, which was about 30 years old, was shut down because of very serious deterioration, and the county has been without a jail. There was an election regarding the jail back around July 2015, I think, under the then county judge Gentry, which would have created an added tax. And that added tax the citizens did not want, and so that proposal was voted down by the citizens. Since then, the problem of not having a jail has intensified, and so have the complaints. And because of this, it seems most citizens are now saying, we need a jail. We all need a jail. You're hearing everybody saying that. And at that point, enter the new Phillips County Judge Clark Hall of January this past year. Now, he came in office and set a mandate to fix the jail problem, and he has been working on this plan all year. The bottom line concern is the existing Port Authority tax. That existing tax, Port Authority tax, or Harbor tax, what they call, comes to an end 2020. And from what I understand, if it is not renewed, everyone will lose. Now, Judge Hall came up with a proposal which would not create a new tax, which everyone hates, but would continue the existing tax and build a new jail. And if I understand what I have heard, under this new proposal, all would not be lost in 2020 when everything goes away. Now, that seems to have caught the favor of many citizens. Now, the petition was circulated months ago, so the city treasurer, the city council, and all city officials should have known this was in the works. And if there was a problem, it should have been in. Everybody should have gotten involved and fixed it. Now, after 2,000 people signed the petition wanting to put this on the ballot to be voted on, it would appear that they are all in favor of this. The Quorum Court also unanimously voted in favor of this proposal. The sheriff, Neil Byrd, is in favor of it. Now, Judge Hall has said that this proposal is not his proposal, but the citizens' proposal, including the people of Helena, West Helena. And that seems to be a lot when you look at all of this going down. Now, I want to ask you a question, and it's a yes or no question. And as chief executive of the city of Helena, West Helena, Arkansas, citizens want to know, in the wake of all of this, do you support Judge Hall's proposal?
Well, Elijah, that's a really difficult question on a yes-no basis. And we've had a long, lengthy discussion in recent council meetings about this, the jail proposal. The council and myself, and we even had a town hall meeting. You know, I think Don Etherly summed it up best when he said, a jail is a necessity. You having your own jail in your own community is a convenience. We've been spending, on average, our city treasurer did an average over the last 3 years. We are spending in the neighborhood of about $50,000 a year for adult incarceration, and that also includes medical expenses and things along those lines. On the juvenile side, it's about $60,000. But the ironic thing about it is that on the juvenile piece, for the most part, now there are exceptions, juveniles are only housed for 72 hours. However, they're accounting for over 10,000 more than what we're paying for adult incarceration.
Now, is this the money that you're quoting, is this to send the prisoners or send these people out?
To other jails.
To other jails.
Transportation costs, the incarceration costs, and their housing, or, you know, that housing cost of them, plus any kind of medical expenses. So that's what we're being paid. Like if we have to take a juvenile to White River up in Batesville, if we have to transport them up there, That's the cost that I'm speaking about, that $60,000 cost. If we have taken an adult to the Mariana jail, then that's the cost, that $50,000. So anyway, getting back to your question, the proposal that has come about is something that is taking about $700,000 out of the city of Helena, West Helena's budget. I think we need a jail. I mean, I think it would be good for us to have it. It's not gonna stop crime. First of all, that's not a realistic thought. We're still gonna have crime issues. We've heard from attorneys that are involved in our judicial system here in town, and they've said that this will not stop crime. However, it is going to, you know, it is, I think, an emotional thing to think that you've got that facility out there. I think the citizens feel more confident that if you have a jail that's sitting here, but they need to know that there is confidence in that if a person is picked up and they need to be incarcerated, they're going to get taken to jail someplace. So that is an issue that the proposal is going to bring forth, that we would construct a jail here locally. But the thing that I have issue with is that it's taking so much money out of my budget as a mayor that it's a difficult situation when we got $700,000 coming out of our budget. And this proposal was never brought to us as the mayor or as to the city council before it went to quorum court, mechanically how it was going to take that money. I talked to about 10 days ago, talked to the mayor of Elaine. We were actually meeting out in Lexa with Senator Bozeman's office staff that were in town. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, did you see this proposal before it went to quorum court? And he didn't either. So, you know, I haven't polled any of the other mayors, but I know it wasn't just me that didn't have the details of the proposal prior to this being voted on by quorum court to be going forward.
Now, let me ask you this, because I do want to get into some of that, is that the numbers that I've been hearing is $750,000. And there are certain people who are also looking at those numbers, and they're saying that the treasurer miscalculated is more like $313,000. So that's a big gap. So who came up with the $700,000 or $750,000 or whatever the number that's been put out there? Who was the one that came up? Was it the city treasurer? Was it somebody else? Did the city treasurer come up with that number?
City treasurer is the one, and it's actually $693,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a little under $700,000 is the figure that would be lost under this proposal by the city of West Helena.
Okay. Now, I was told that the city treasurer miscalculated that. He's overshooting. The number should be 313.
That's the first I've heard that.
Well, that's why we need to get the treasurer and some of these other people together, because what I understand that the number is actually $313,000. So what I want to ask you is that, are you confident in the city treasurer's numbers by not getting some, let's say, opinion? You know, they always say get a second or third opinion. Are you confident that his number is right and you would stake your reputation on his
calculation? I feel like his numbers are correct. I've got information in front of me that he compiled, and it shows the total revenue. And we talked a little bit before we went on air, the way that the current tax is allocated, 5% off the top of the total tax revenue that comes in, that sales tax revenue on that 1%, goes to the small municipalities. The remaining 95% are then paid to all the municipalities, mm-hmm. based on a per capita basis. Of that portion that this county and that Helena West Helena receives, we also pay to the Port Authority. Our percentage, and the treasurer again has those figures, it's roughly about 12.5% of our revenue goes to the Port Authority. And then the county pays somewhere in the neighborhood of 6-7%. Anyway, it ends up the two total contributions between those two entities to the Port Authority ends up around 20% of tax revenue that they receive. So we're going to the $693,000 is a figure that we would receive after we've made the payment to the Port Authority.
So. Is there a way we can get, since the treasurer is basically the one entity that's saying that it's $690,000?
Well, the city clerk is also, I know when right at the time when we saw the proposal information that was going to Gorham Court and that they had passed, I called in the city treasurer, the city clerk, and also my chief of staff and Alan Martin, my HR and purchasing director, who has been a previous chief of staff. We sat down and looked at how this was going to impact us, and we came to the conclusion, because our budget is roughly about around 70% of our budget is payroll,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a difficult time in trying to offset that loss of revenue. I mean, we don't feel like we're going to have to make changes. Either that, or we're going to have to change services.
But if it's $313,000, does that make it a little bit better? Although,
If we're only having to replace $300,000, it's a lot easier to replace $300,000 than it is $700,000.
So, is there a way we can get the treasurer and various people who are now saying that it's $313,000 under one roof to get that figure cleared up? Is there a way?
Sure. I don't think the treasurer would have any problem at all in explaining his figures. But I know that of all the discussions that we've had, this is the first time I've ever heard of any discrepancy in those figures.
Wow.
Everybody in the city has had a given that it's a $700,000 problem.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and then I'm starting to hear.
So no one has brought it to the city that it's 300 versus 700.
Okay, well, we need to probably try to get that resolved. Now, what I want to ask you now, Mayor Holloway, Judge Hall has been working on the proposal all year. And I understand now that were you aware that he was working on this, and have you talked with him about this? For the whole year, have you all had any discussions or talk with him?
Not the whole year. We've talked in numerous times that I went over to his office and we got into discussions about it. We talked about the possibility of even housing our police department out there in the facility, and they were going to build a complete new facility that was going to be the detention center portion also and the sheriff's office. And that we would possibly be using the existing building that's out there, but once the proposal was put together, there's not any way that we could afford to move a police department from its current housing that it's in and go to a building that was a farm implement dealership and renovate that and put our police department in there and still lose $700,000. We're trying to, we're having a problem right now is looking at how we would handle a $700,000 loss of revenue and continue to operate as we are on top. Then to think we would have to go out there, I mean, it would probably cost $250,000 to renovate that building to make it even houseable for the police department.
Now, he said that because of this bond issue that's going to be going with this, that the city police cannot, under that situation, house there, but he got a plan for that in the future, in the near future, to work out, because he eventually want the Helena, West Helena City Police Department. There's a possibility of even a substation for the state police. He does want that to happen. That's a little bit longer, but he's just trying to take one step at a time. When you had discussions with him about this, was he open to negotiating, or was he locked into what he was trying to do, or was he saying, well,
I didn't have details of the financial plans of that in those earlier discussions. I didn't know his proposal until right before they got ready to take it to Quorum Court and had heard that they were going to reallocate the tax. So I didn't hear the reallocation portion. He had made comment to me that he had the financing in place to do the construction. And that was all I knew. I wasn't sure of the mechanics of how he was. I know he'd been working, had some discussions with some bond firms, but didn't have the details in those earlier discussions as to how he was going to finance his program.
Well, he said he's tried to come by to see you. And
I'm right
calls.
Across the street from him. I'm there most every day from roughly around 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. Pretty much Monday through Friday.
Well, with Helena being the largest city and the county being as big as it is, how could there be a breakdown on something as important as that? What happened?
I don't know. I mean, we didn't get the details until right before it got ready to go to Quorum Court. And in fact, I didn't know. The only reason I knew it was going to Quorum Court was because actually one of my department heads had been appointed to a position on the Quorum Court because of a deceased member that was elected last year, and he's filling that position. I didn't know the proposal was coming to the Quorum Court until the way I found out, and our city clerk found out, as far as I know, and I know the way I found out, was this department head had mentioned that they were going to be having it on discussions at Quorum Court.
Well, when the petitions went out prior to August, you had all the city council.
Well, this was voting on the petition to go out on the petition.
So there was something in the works. The city council was aware of it. The treasurer was aware of it. The petition that went out. And something that important dealing with this, shouldn't somebody in the city government, even if it was a city council member, say, we have something going on here. We need to get involved.
Well,
this
was a county discussion, and it's one of those things when you're dealing, you know, with bond issue things along those lines. We didn't have the finance. I feel like, you know, that all municipalities, if you were going to redirect a tax revenue that we've all been receiving, and I want to remind you that not only are the municipalities receiving this 1% tax, but the county is too. So they get a portion of this tax, as I mentioned before, and they pay the Port Authority a percent of their revenue for the support of the Port Authority. But it would seem to me that if there should have been a discussion of all the mayors of the municipalities and the county to discuss and to talk about this reallocation that's going to be happening if this proposal passes, that should have happened before it went to Quorum Court.
Who would have been responsible for bringing everybody under one roof and discussing?
Well, this is the county. This is the county's proposal.
But if it's going to impact the city mayor, shouldn't all of the city mayors say, hey, county judge, let's get together. We didn't know
those mechanics until right before it got ready to go to Quorum Court. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different ways. And I think that's the thing that some people in the community that are concerned about this say, that there are other ways to finance a jail other than this one proposal. Now, granted, no one likes taxes anymore. You know, that's just something that's not favorable. But when we're faced with losing $700,000 of our revenue, we've got to look at, you know, even though it's going to go for a jail proposal, our $700,000, but then you also have got Marvel's going to lose around $97,000, Elaine's going to lose around $52,000, Lakeview $36,000. Alexa around 23,000. So you're going to see a loss of revenue for each one of those municipalities, that I would think that that proposal should have been told to those mayors and let them disseminate to their council that that's what's going to happen if this proposal is successful.
Now, it was brought to my attention that Lexa and some of those cities you're talking about were aware of the fact that 2020, this is gone. Well, and they have been preparing for that. However, they've been preparing for that, getting ready for that to happen, and then it's gone, it's gone. Has the city of Helena, West Helena, recognizing the fact that that could go away and it may not been come back or it may not have been voted back on in the people, has the city of Helena, West Helena discussed this and been preparing for the loss of that revenue?
It's a good question. This tax has had a history because it does have a 10-year sunset clause. So every 10 years, I mean, it was voted on again in the early days to continue to support the Port Authority and to pay off, you know, to continue to pay the debts that they had, their operational costs, things along those lines. Last 10 years ago, that was when the formula was because the construction cost had been paid for prior to when it sunsetted 10 years ago. Excuse me. So that's when that formula came up that it would be used to be split out amongst the cities, and the county and the city of Helena, West Helena, who were the two largest entities, would pay the Port Authority a smaller percentage amount for their operating expenses. That's just been going on since 2010. So this tax has had a history of being voted in again for the last 30 years. So where we are now, you know, everybody says it's going to go away in 2020. Well, it will only go away in the event that it's not brought in front of the people again for consideration. Even if the Quorum Court chose not to do that, I think there would probably be a remedy that the citizenry could bring it in the form of a referendum to the county as a countywide vote to continue it. So the part about this tax going away in 2020, it will go away in 2020 if nobody pursues trying to continue it.
Okay,
and part of the, if I understand correctly, is that this tax would be continued if this election is successful this year. However, it would reallocate the tax revenues, for the construction. That's where our loss of $700,000 is going to come from.
Okay, now, again, like I say, that we got to figure out the other source, whether or not it's $700,000 or $313,000.
Well, right now, I'm relying on my city treasurer, I'm going with $700,000.
Okay, good. Now, what I want to ask you that, if the Port Authority says they don't need the money anymore,
mm-hmm.
and that creates a new factor.
Well, and I don't know this, and I don't mean to interrupt, but the statement I have heard is that the Port Authority did not say they did not need the money. They said they felt like it was more important for the county to have a jail than for them to receive their portion of the revenue.
Okay, well, shouldn't somebody have?
I'm not trying to speak for the Port Authority.
Right. Well, then
That's just something that I have heard. I don't know if that's a fact or not.
Well, shouldn't someone from the Port Authority have come to the council meeting and spoke to the citizens and said, if they don't need the money, or we don't want it, or we now are self-sustaining, so therefore the tax can go away. So now with that out there and they don't need it, so now you have created a different type of incentive for whether or not the people say, well, if they don't need it, well, let's get rid of it. Or if we can take that and build a jail, which everybody wanted, well, we can continue it, and there's no more increase in taxes. So you have that phenomenon right there at stake. So how can we find out whether or not the port really needs the money, or are they just doing this because they feel the priority of that? And if the Port Authority thinks that this jail is important and they're going to do this, now you not only have the sheriff, you have the petition, you have the Quorum Court, and the Port Authority saying take the money and build a jail. So that means that the cities are kind of like going against the grain.
Well, and I understand what you're saying there in that, as I said before, I can't speak for the Port Authority. That's just something that I have heard that they felt like they're, because you got to realize the percent that they receive is a small percent in comparison to what the municipalities receive.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, they're getting roughly probably 150. I think our checks to them are around $12,000 to $13,000 a month. So they're getting somewhere in the $150,000 to $160,000 a year from the city of Helena, West Helena, and getting a proportionally portion from the of the county that it comes to them. What that total amount is, I don't know, because I just know that we retain around $700,000 of that revenue that comes to us and that we've been operating on for over 10 years. And so, yes, I mean, if the Port Authority is not needing that, they're sustainable without that, then, you know, there could be another, just like what happened. Because, again, I want to remind you, only 10 years ago was this revenue coming to the cities.
Mm-hmm.
It was all totally going to the port for the payoff of the construction of the port and for their operation up until 10 years ago. The late Henrietta Wilson was a major player in getting that 5% off the top that went to the smaller communities in the county, and then the basic, the remaining 95% was divided by population with the caveat that the county and the city of Helena, West Helena would contribute to the Port Authority. So all the municipalities in the county were receiving a pro rata portion based on population in addition to the 5% off the top. And then the Helena, West Helena, and the county had to fund the Port Authority.
Okay, all right. Now, since the Port Authority going to give up this for the sake of the jail,
mm-hmm.
and now we have an issue that has come up, what I want to ask you, do you have an alternative plan if this is going to hurt the city? Do you have an alternative plan, or have you delegated anyone to come up with an alternative plan to Clark Hall proposal?
No, we've had, in fact, we had discussions, you and I were talking right before we went on air, that you know, the need for a town hall meeting. And we as a city felt it was so important that we called one and last week, but no one from the county attended that to speak. No, there were no quorum court members. The county judge, I had sent a letter to him and asked him to attend, of course, but he had a scheduling conflict since he couldn't be there. But he did mention that he would try to have somebody from the county there. But there were no quorum court members. There were no county officials that I'm aware of that were there. So we didn't hear anything from the county at that town hall meeting to discuss, you know, the total cost of the jail. The other thing, too, this tax is different in that right now this tax sunsets every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This tax that's being proposed, we'll vote on December 12th, is a permanent tax.
Right.
It will continue from here on. And let me mention one other thing, too, and I'm really not clear on this. There is a 1% jail tax that's also being collected right now.
Right.
So that's and of course, the old jail's paid for. And it's not operating. I don't know really where that revenue is going. So there is a 1% tax that is a jail tax. Then there's the 1%, what most people call the harbor tax. And that's the tax that's going to be reallocated in the event that this election is successful in December.
Well, see, that's the unfortunate thing by not bringing all of our leaders together, that the 1% jail tax. All of this should have been laid out on the table.
I agree. That's the reason we felt like, and I think you mentioned that the county judge said something about having a town hall meeting in September. Is that right, what you said?
Right, yes. He wanted
but
to
we
have
didn't,
one.
That didn't happen.
Okay, but let me ask you this, the town hall meeting that you propose, the city council, I heard the city council meeting, and you all just arbitrarily said we're going to have it on the Monday night. Would it have been better to say, let's check Judge Hall and with the council members to make sure that they are available. This is so important. You set a date and you're not knowing that if this guy's going to be out of town or that guy going to be out of town or quorum court members can't make it. And you said, let's call them and make sure that they have an open date. They have an open date that they're going to be available. And let's set the town hall meeting on that date so we can be sure they will be there to discuss all of this.
Well, Elijah, if you'll go back and listen to your recording of that council meeting, what I brought to the council was a suggestion that we kind of like, I'll use this analogy, it was very similar to what the school board did to send us a suggestion to the city of Helena, West Helena, in regards to the construction permit fee that's going to be coming to the city of Helena, West Helena, as a result of the successful passage of the millage and the construction at Central High School. And they came to us with a resolution stating that they felt like that we ought to use that towards blight cleanup and things along those lines. What I had proposed to the council was really a resolution or just a vote to ask that the county judge and the county hold a town hall meeting. However, the council felt like it was such an important issue and it was such a situation where we were losing revenue that they felt like that we should set the town hall meeting, and they left it. I think the motion was that I was the one that had to come up with the facility. They set the time, the date, and so I got with the college, found out what their dates were, and that's what we did. So originally the proposal that I was bringing to the council was to strictly just encourage a town hall meeting because the county judge, I know, had mentioned at one point in time before was going to have one. But here we are. We're almost at early voting now.
Right.
And there still has not been a town hall meeting that's been pulled together by anybody other than what we did last Monday.
But I know that generally when I'm trying to set a meeting or get together, I want to make sure that everybody is going to be available to be there. And if they can't, then we got to make sure, because if you arbitrarily just set a date and now this, the judge had to be out of town, he was locked into that and couldn't get out of it, then now you have just all the people that came out and basically been one-sided. So it's kind of like somebody in the council should have said, let's make sure that he is going to be available and quorum court members are going to be available so that we can intelligently discuss this.
Well, that Wednesday after the Tuesday council meeting, we did send the letter to the judge, and he did say that he would attempt to have somebody from the county to be there. I found it hard to believe that of the 10, I think it's 10 quorum court members, that, you know, I understand him not having a scheduling conflict, but I would have thought that somebody from the county, at least out of those other 10, could have been there and could have said, you know, talked about a little bit about the proposal, but we didn't have anybody. It's not too late. I mean, if the county wants to call a town hall meeting, they can call one. But, you know, early voting is going to start soon, and I don't think that all the information has been put out to the citizens, you know, and all the details have not been put out there
yet. Okay, now, that's true. And I got a follow-up question I want to ask you on that, but I do want to say that it was not promoted. Nobody sent us a press release that you were going to have a town hall meeting. We were aware that it was, but somebody had sent us an official notice that's going to be a town hall meeting, and will you promote this over the radio? And which we did make some announcement. But
I was
going
to say, because I think that my chief of staff
was supposed to have been done
sent that information to the radio stations as well as the newspaper. And
I don't think
because it appeared in the newspaper, and it was on social media as well.
But I don't know if we got it. Then the other thing, and this probably could have come from you. You're the mayor, and generally we try and cooperate always with the mayor. If you had said, Elijah, can you all cover this? Can you come out and record a town hall meeting and play it back? I would have been open to doing that, but nobody said anything. And it's kind of like, I don't know what you had in mind or what the city had in mind. So it's kind of like I didn't really know or whether or not it's going to really happen because I heard the judge. So it was like a breakdown in communication. But if you had called me, made one phone call and said, can you guys cover it and what are you going to need? And we would have made an effort to do that, and it would have got out all over the internet and everywhere else that night. So what happened with that in terms of us not being aware of it, or certain other media outlets not being aware of it?
I can't tell you that. It was my understanding that an email went out to all the news media about it, and also, like I said, I know it did appear in the Daily or the Hell in the World. There was a short on the short front page or the short section on the left side about the meeting occurring.
Okay, well, maybe something happened, and I'll have to check and see if that did happen. If it's a breakdown on our end, then I'm going to have to...
Well, there wasn't none of the other radio stations were there either, so I don't know if it was a problem. Maybe, as far as I know, I never heard that there was any problem with an email going out on the issue.
Okay, well, I'll check to find out, but I did ask a couple of people to be there to find out, because I was out of town myself and couldn't get back in time, because I would have wanted to be there. But what I wanted to ask you real quickly is that we're now in the 11th hour, and the train has left the station, and the election is 2 weeks away. And somewhere, it's kind of like at the last minute, all of this is coming up at the last minute when this should have been going on months ago. And so the question is it fair for the city council, the city treasurer, and certain other city officials, when they had all year to participate, to raise questions and to sound the alarm, to make any necessary corrections or to try and get involved, and now Clark Hall's proposal, Quorum Court's proposal, is now under attack for the new jail? Is that fair to come this close? And now everybody is screaming when they should have been doing this 4 or 5 months ago.
Well, let me ask you this. When did you get detail of the proposal? You used the term all year.
Well,
this jail proposal has not been you know, there might have been a mention that, you know, that at the beginning of the year that we, you know, want to look at a jail proposal or something like that, that the county was going to look at one. When did you hear any details?
I've been hearing a lot of details, but never because –
hear anything before the last like 2 or 3 months?
Well, in the last 2 or 3 months, I've heard so many different stories and things like that, and I have talked with the sheriff and with the Clark Hall about trying to bring everybody under one roof. I've been saying that so we can get all this together.
But that never happened.
Well, that didn't happen, and so I don't know.
I mean, I think that's the part that's been a difficult is that, you know, I would think that a proposal where you're going to take revenue from every municipality in the county, mm-hmm. every mayor, and then they could disseminate it to their council, should have known that was what part of their proposal was way back before. Because like we talked about a little earlier, you know, we have to make a decision. If we lose this revenue starting in 2020, we can't wait to 2020 to anticipate losing that. We've got to make plans and start working on how we're going to handle that, either by and one of the things that came out in the town hall meeting that I had no knowledge of was a point that our city attorney brought up, and that is you cannot, because, you know, if we're going to have to look at offsetting that revenue, the only way we have to do that is either raise a sales tax, which I don't think would be possible,
mm-hmm.
or you would have to increase fees, be it sanitation fees, water rates, whatever. But what the city attorney brought up in that town hall meeting that I was not aware of before, there is legal precedence that you can only do so much in raising fees, because you cannot raise those fees that in the eyes of the court becomes a tax.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot. It's not. It's a way to protect the citizenry. It's not where a political body, can go in and raise those fees in lieu of passing a sales tax.
Right. That's
so
true.
So you know, it's a situation we're limited. So then we have to get back. Well, where do we start making cuts? Well, and I can tell you, this past summer, it was a beautiful summer. We had great weather, not real extreme heat. We had regular rains. What it created for us as a city, it created a mowing nightmare. We were mowing our medians, our edges of streets that we have to mow. We were mowing on a weekly basis instead of every 10 to 14 days. So it was, I mean, we were bringing people over from sanitation. We had our code enforcement director that we rented a backhoe. a bush hog, and a tractor and bush hog to assist with mowing, because we couldn't keep up. Our street department itself could not keep up with all the mowing that we needed. So we're not in a situation, and right now what we're doing, we're moving our street department people and some of our sanitation over into now starting to try to take down some these dilapidated, burned out, neglected houses that we have. Actually, we're taking three down this week, and that's what we're doing now since we're past the grass mowing season.
Is that going to be one on Arkansas Street, because the people have been complaining about?
Well,
that.
Actually, Arkansas Street is on the next batch. So we've got actually there's two houses on Arkansas Street that's on the drawing board.
Yeah. Now.
So what I'm saying is we are at bare minimum on a staffing situation.
Right. Now, okay, then I'm going to move off of this, but I guess the big concern is that all of the mayors aware of this and the county judge aware of what's about to happen, and somewhere there's a breakdown where somebody should have been screaming aloud on the mayor's side, or the judge should have been doing what he did. And I guess that's the big question we need to find out. Why was there a breakdown? Why did it happen? And where does the responsibility falls? Now, I want to move to my next question, and that is this. If this new jail proposal fails and the tax come to an end in 2020, is it true, if it comes to an end, it's gone, is it true that all revenue from that tax will be lost?
That's my understanding.
Okay, now, I've been told that this could be a very tough on whoever's going to be the future mayor. So I know you may not be able to answer this question now, but I want to ask you this. Are you going to seek reelection?
Well, Elijah, I'm that's something that I've been thinking long and hard about, and I will have an announcement on that soon. But as I said before, the revenue, if we're going to lose that in 20, that's something we have to start planning on. That's something we really have to start thinking about in 2018, which is next year. I'm going to be the mayor in 2018. So it's something that's going to be on my radar screen early on, and how we're going to have to deal with that come 2020.
So it's not like, in the back of your mind, I'm not going to run for mayor. I'm not going to even worry about it.
That's not the way you operate. No, not at all.
Okay, so whatever happened, you're going to work with fervor to deal with the aftermath of whether this fails.
Sure. Oh, sure. I mean, as I said before, I am not against the jail. The proposal of the financing mechanism is something that I just want the citizens to be aware of how it's impacting. And Elijah, we generate in the neighborhood – I don't know that percent exactly of the sales tax that's generated in the county, but I would be willing to bet that it's in excess of 85%. Mm-hmm. So the city of Helena, West Helena, is by far the largest entity that generates that tax revenue that's going to be diverted. And then we're also the largest recipient of that tax revenue. So, we're the ones that basically generate that tax revenue, but then we're also going to be the largest loser of that revenue under the current proposal. So that's something that me as mayor and the council are aware of, and that's a question that we've got to, deal with.
Okay, let me let you put on your crystal ball hat right now. You look into the future, you're going to be the mayor, and the 2020 harbor tax is going away, and the citizens are not going to vote in favor of that, they've turned down the jail, and so nothing is there. So you're at a bad situation here now. Now, if the tax proposal, if the new jail proposal by Clark Hall could create a problem where the loss won't be as great, you're going to be getting a lot more than you would have got if you had total loss. So if you can look down and see that the citizens are not going to, if this doesn't work, the citizens are not going to do anything about getting a new tax in. Now you're faced with a bigger problem. Would you, looking at that in the future, say, well, in that case, we need to go ahead on and pass this so we at least have something coming in rather than being a total wipeout?
Well, I think the thing that I would like is to see, we have a lot of smart, we're fortunate that we have several bonding firms that are in Little Rock that's what they do day in and day out. And because I've been told, now there again, this is some information I've been told. I don't know if it's accurate or not because we haven't been in a setting to be able to find this information out. I think there's two components of this election that's coming up. Have you seen the ballot?
No, I haven't seen the ballot.
I haven't either. But it's my understanding there's two components of this election. And there could be a possibility that one portion of it passes and another portion fails. And in that kind of worst-case scenario, it's my understanding, we could be in a situation where the revenue is being diverted. However, the construction, the bond issue portion, is not going forward.
Okay.
So we could be in a situation where our tax revenue still is impacted and we don't end up with a jail.
Okay, so we need to find out about that.
That's a question, that definitely needs to be found out.
Who can find that out?
Well, I would think whoever the judge is working with on the bond issue could answer that question.
Okay.
The county judge and the quorum court is the one that passed the action. So I guess the quorum court needs to answer that, that issue. But that's something that is a concern. But, if we're going to have to, the city of Helena, West Helena is going to have to adapt whatever the citizens vote to do. I'm just saying, I think there are other proposals that could be looked at from a financing standpoint. Maybe the judge looked at that. I think what the judge and maybe some other people at the county level looked at was they felt like the easiest way to find financing and a method to pursue this jail was to look at an existing tax. And I understand that. However, that took away from all the municipalities, and we were never made a party to that until the last minute of when it was going to quorum court to show that this was the financing method that they were going to use.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we would have had this, brought to us in mid-year, then, we could have looked at some, could have had Cruz and Associations, Regions, Stevens, some of these bond companies come in and look at a proposal of putting it together and financing this in a way where it didn't so adversely affect the county and the city of Helena, West Helena, and all the municipalities. I'm the other day, I think I mentioned to you that I saw the mayor of Elaine at Senator Bozeman's staff meeting in Lexa, and I asked him if he had seen any details of the proposal before it was voted to be put on before the quorum court voted on it, and he had not. And he made comment that he said, I don't know how it's going to affect my budget. He said, my budget's only about $300,000 a year. Well, the information that the city treasurer, according to the city treasurer, has compiled, it's going to take about $52,000 of their budget.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's seen or heard that figure since then, but, when you look at taking $52,000 out of a $300,000 budget, it's kind of a hit.
Okay, well, I do want to get the treasurer together with some people if we can,
yeah,
and get that all figured out. But now here's one of the other problems here that I want to ask you this question. There are citizens upset about the city council voting themselves a pay raise and bonuses, which comes to, I thought, $200,000, but you say it's more like $150,000.
I think the city clerk, when she wrote the checks here about a week ago or 10 days ago, whenever that was, I think she had given me a sticky note that with the figure on there, and it seemed like it was $153,000.
Okay, now with all of this, in the wake of all the concern about money and being broke, why did you not veto that?
Well, when we're sitting in the mayor's seat and you're sitting there looking at an action that they take, when I say that, I'm talking about the council. I don't remember the vote right off the top of my head, but I think it was a unanimous vote. It's one thing. It's basically in a mayor's seat, you look at it and it's what you call veto proof. Even if you veto it, there's more than enough votes. And especially if it's a situation where it's a unanimous situation that they vote, I've got council members that
was it
that
unanimous?
Are I don't remember the vote off the top of my head. I don't remember. I know it carried it by a wide margin. It was to the point where if I would have vetoed, there were still numbers to overturn my veto. And then, you know, there again, it's a situation where our employees look forward to that at Christmas time. It's something that because they don't have really a mechanism to save in that. Now they can do their own private savings. Otherwise, we don't have any type of a program that they can put monies back like a Christmas club type situation. They could go do that,
yes.
But it's one of those things that the citizens, I mean the employees have look forward to every year.
Okay.
So it was one of those things. I
what
felt
about
like
the city council raises?
The city council, I mean, they voted themselves that same bonus, Christmas bonus, as the employees.
Is it a raise they got?
This was a bonus that was voted on that was a one-time, but for, I think it was for full-time employees, it was, which they were considered, is $1,200, and I think part-time was $600, I think is what it was.
Okay. Those are, like I said, a lot of numbers, and we probably have to get into another session with that. But there's another real important question I want to ask you, Mayor Hollowell. All the citizens are concerned about crime prevention, and one of the big components in fighting crime is having a good, complete police department with qualified personnel. Now, in order for this to happen, you have to have good salaries must be in place so that Helena, West Helena can compete with other cities with higher salaries for their police officers. I understand that there's a proposal that you now have on your desk to fix our police department's poor salaries. Now, we got all of these issues and all these concerns and all of this going on. What I want to ask you, what is the status of raising our police salary to where it needs to be, and when are you going to move on that?
There is a proposal that the police chief has put together. Actually, we're dealing with a situation right now where our two largest cities that are around us, the city of Memphis and the city of Little Rock, are both in a pretty stringent campaign to go out and hire additional officers. Mm-hmm. I cringed when I saw that Little Rock was going to be doing it as well, because we've lost officers. We lost firemen. However, we did have a fireman that left and went, I think, to North Little Rock, and the grass wasn't quite as always as green over there. He's back when working at Helena, West Helena. So we're tickled to death that he's back. But anyway, as I was saying, there is a proposal that the chief has put together. Very ambitious proposal, and from a cost standpoint, was something that they're by far our largest portion of our budget. It was not something that we have the revenue right now to be able to do what he's doing, but he and the treasurer are crunching numbers right now and still trying to work out a proposal that will increase those, because we've had changes. You've got to realize this past year we've had pay increases in pretty much all across in about every department mm-hmm. in the city, from street and sanitation, and fire and police. We've had pay changes. Also in our courts, we've had pay increases. So the proposal that's being looked at now is a way to, in a sense, get that rank and file. Those entry-level officers and first-class officers after they've attended the academy. That's where we're focusing on, trying to raise their salaries.
And so how soon can we expect something in terms of a boost for the police officers?
I think the treasurer – I know the treasurer and the chief are working on those numbers and have been for the last 2 weeks. So I feel like something's going to be coming within the next 30 days or so.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, Mayor, we've run out of time. I have really appreciated your coming on to KJIW. We want you to – call us and let us know whenever you want to come on again to talk to the people, because we've been that way with all mayors. And are you planning on having something special for this coming Christmas holiday?
Well, you know, we've got the tree lighting that's going to be coming up. I think it's next Friday, or it's December. I should have had that in front of me. It's at the Courthouse Square. They got a new tree that they've been working on. It should be, and they're going to have music. I have a little bit of some beverages, I mean, some hot chocolate and things like that down there. So maybe the weather will be good. So be watching in the local media, and I'm sure KJAW will mention it as well as to when that tree lighting is. But I think it is Friday. Is Friday the December the 3rd? Is it 3rd?
I think the 3rd is next Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's not right. That must be the day that the steamboat's coming. So we'll have to get that when that tree lighting is, and I apologize for not having it with me.
Well, I'll tell you what, just have
I'll get Helen to send you something on
send
that.
Send me an email, and we'll promote it for you.
Because it's going to be a fun event downtown, and we do have the American Queen coming back on December the 3rd. So that's right. That's a Sunday. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mayor, for coming to KJIW. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Mayor Jay Hallowell of Helena, West Helena, Arkansas. And I'm Elijah Mundy. We thank you for joining us. You have a very blessed day, and keep your dial on KJIW FM 94.5.